In our previous year, we began a discussion based on the machloikis of the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. When Shemitah comes, is an obligation for the owner of the field to be mafka the field, or as the Ran has the Gersa now Gemara, afkata the Rachmana, that it's a hefka that the Torah gave. And actually, this question, besides as we discussed extensively from the Michas Chinuch in our previous year, has very significant ramifications regarding Hilchos Shemitah, the property owned by a woman, the property owned by Cheres Shoyt of a Katan. It also has other ramifications. Because here, it's very clear that the Torah is using the word Hefker in describing Shemitah. And the question is, when the Torah uses the word Hefker in describing Shemitah, is this considered a standard Hefker? And the question would be, can we learn from the Hefker of Shemitah for other Hilchos Hefker? The Sma in Simen, in Chosh Mishpat, Simen Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Kotten Yudalid discusses, if somebody's mafker a chayfetz, somebody's mafker an object for only a specific amount of time, is that considered a valid hefker or not? And he wants to bring a raya from Shemitah. Shemitah is only hefker for 1 year. And it's considered still hefker, as our Gemara clearly calls it. So the truth is, Rav Shimon Shkop has a very hard time understanding the Sma. He says Shemitah is not a hefker which is a temporary hefker. Shemitah is a hefker which is forever. The peiros that grow in the year of Shemitah are Shemitah forever. And the peiros that don't grow in the year of Shemitah are never hefker. So why is the Sma calling it a temporary hefker? So he says that the raya of the Sma, and it's very geshmak from our Gemara, is not from the peiros. Peiros are either peiros shmita hefka forever, and other peiros are not hefka at all. But our Gemara clearly indicated that not only are the peiros hefka in the year of Shemitah, but even the property becomes hefka in the year of Shemitah. And property is only hefka for that year, for not for other years. But if we'll say that Shemitah is afkata de Rachmana, it's a special form of hefker that the Torah established regarding Hilchos Shemitah, so then the raya of the Sma would not be a raya anyway, because Shemitah is a unique type of hefker that cannot serve as a model for all other Shemitah. Clearly, as also emerges from our Gemara, even if we'll say, whatever we say, whether we say that there's an obligation to be mafker the property, as the Beis Yosef says, or whether we say like the Mabit, that everything automatically becomes hefker in the Shemitah year, there is an iser for one to ruin the, and therefore one is allowed to take the fruit and the produce that grow during the Shemitah year. The halacha is you may not ruin the property. And the halacha, in fact, is that if the owners of the property see that there are people that are ruining the property when they come to take the fruit and the produce that grow on the field, so say the poskim, then under those circumstances, even though the halacha normally is to, you're not allowed to close your field during the Shemitah year, in this situation, you would be allowed to close your field in the Shemitah year. But what I saw the Chazanish says, what you would need to do is put up a sign, and you would need to put up a sign on the field that this field is a Shemitah field, and you could access the Peiris by notifying this person who will open up the field and make sure that the field is not ruined. I saw from Mishulei Diskin that that's one of the obligations of the Besdin, that the Besdin has an obligation to make sure that the field is not ruined during the Shemitah year when people come to take the Peiris. But as much as we've been discussing in our shiurim, the machlokes of the Beis Yosef and Mabit, if Shemitah is a katad rachmana, as the Mabit learns, or Shemitah is a personal obligation to be mafker, as the Beis Yosef, this machlokes has obviously a very important ramification. And that is, what about fields that belong to Akum? A field that really belongs to an Akum. Is there a din of Shemitah on that field or not? So if we follow the opinion of the Mabit, so the Mabit says, that Afkata de Rachmana, that all property in Eretz Yisrael, when the year of Shemitah comes, become Hefker. And it makes no difference who is the owner of the field. But if we learn, like the Beis Yosef, that it's an obligation, the Torah gives an obligation to the owner of the field to be mafka the field. Obviously, the Torah does not give such an obligation to the owner who's an akum, and the halacha would be that there is no peiris shvius din of shemitah on such fields. And this is the basis for, as we said earlier, the shaila, may one buy produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael in the Shemitah year on properties that are owned by an Arabs or non-Jews. Not that they were just sold, but they were owned really by those non-Jews. If we follow the opinion of the Beis Yosef, then we may. If we follow the opinion of Mabit, those produce have halacha of Shemitah. The question really is connected to the question of Yesh Kinyan L'Nochri, if there's Kinyan in Eretz Yisrael Lafkiyim and HaMitzvos. If most Rishonim, there ain't Kinyan. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halachas Trumas, Halacha Yud. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, in Simen, Shin, Lam, and Aleph say, Akum Shekana Karka Be'etz Yisrael, Lefkim and Amitzis Alarev Kiddush Asoi. Lefikach, says the Rambam, Im Chazu Yisrav Halacha, if a Jew buys Deus produce, Enik Akiba Shochid, El Mafish Trumas and Maestris, or maybe Bekurim. Vahakum and Atar Kila Loi Nimkar Al Akum Oilam. Vyesh Kinyil Akum Asoyim. So all the Paiskim, most of the Paiskim rather, explain that what does the Rambam mean to say? That after the Jew buys the property back from the produce back from the Akum, it has all of the Chiyuvim of Trumas and Maestras. But the Rambam is clearly learning, say most Mefarshim in the Rambam, that while it's in the ownership of the Akum, it doesn't have any mitzvahs. Why? Explains the Beis Yosef, because the obligation of these mitzvahs are dependent on the owner. The owner has an obligation to be mafka the land in the Shemitah. The owner has the obligation to take off the Trumas and Maestras if the produce was finished by him, and that doesn't apply by an Akum. And therefore, the halacha will be, says the Rambam, that if you'll buy the produce from the Akum before he finished it, and therefore this man for the chiv of Trumas and Maestras came while it was in your possession, the halacha will be that it's chayiv in Trumas and Maestras. And so too, we would have a very interesting halacha regarding Hilchos Shemitah. According to Mabit, and the Chazanish was machmer for the Shita Mabit, and that's why in Bnei Brak, where Chazanish lived and was the Rav, their people are machmer for the Shita the Mabit. They won't be able to buy produce that was grown on property that was owned by a non-Jew, because it was a skatah de rachmana. But on the other hand, we know that peyrus shviyas are not chayiv and trumas and maestras, because it's hefka de rachmana. On the other hand, according to the Beis Yosef, there's going to be a kula that if you buy produce that grew on property that was owned by an akum, there is no problem of Shemitah, because the mitzvah Shemitah is that the owner of the property should be mafka the property, but that mitzvah doesn't obviously apply to Akum. But if you will buy that produce before the produce was finished, and it was finished in the hands of a Yisroel, so as the Rambam taught us, then you'll be mechuyev in Trumas and Maestras. So it'll come out a very interesting chiddush. You could have peiros of Shemitah that grew in peiros that grew in Eretz Yisroel in the Shemitah year. There is no problem of Shemitah because they grew in properties owned by an Akum. But on the other hand, they are mechuyev in Trumas and Maestras if you took them before they were finished and were nigmar b'yad Yisrael. What maestros are yechayiv? Because we know that the truma maestro cycle have a 6-year cycle. Every year there's an obligation of truma and maestrishin and trumas maestro. In year 1 and 2 and 4 and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, there's a Maisa Sheni obligation. In year 3 and 6, there's a Maisa Oni cycle, Maisa Oni obligation. The Torah doesn't really speak about year 7, because year 7 is the Shemitah year. But now we're explaining how you could have a Chiv of Trumas and Maisris during the Shemitah year. So what Maisa would you take? So the halacha is you would take Maisa Oni. So now a question that comes up, without getting too controversial, is if we're going to say that we could follow the opinion of the Beis Yosef, that everything becomes, that you have to be mafker the property in order for the halachas of Shemitah to apply. And clearly, obviously, that halacha does not apply to Akum. The question that comes up now is that why, and most Paiskim follow the opinion of this more lenient opinion, the opinion of Beis Yosef, the reason being because most Paiskim are of the opinion that Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is the Rabbonon. So, if we're relying on the Beis Yosef, why do we have such a hard time, on, why do some have such a hard time relying on the Het Mechira? Why is the Het Mechira different than the heter if the property really is owned by an Akum? So, of course, the first issue with the heter mechira is that the mechira has to be done properly. But assuming that could be taken care of, and the raya that it can be taken care of is that we do a mechira on chametz, which is also not a full-fledged regular mechira as you would do a regular transaction. Yet we consider it a full-fledged mechira. So what is the problem with the Het Mechira? Because there's one important element that has to be remembered. That even if we'll rely on the Shita of the Beis Yosef, and that property that's owned by an Akum, the halacha of Shemitah doesn't apply to, that doesn't give a Jew the right to work on that property. And if you're going to rely on a mechira where the Jew is doing the work on the property, there, the Beis Yosef Shita would not apply. However, Ramosha says that clearly we have here in Machlokes of the Beis Yosef in the Mabit, says Rav Moshe in the Tshuvas, that even if, as we're saying, most follow the opinion of the Beis Yosef, and most follow the opinion of the Beis Yosef, that you have to be mafker, even if you follow the opinion of the Mabit, and you're relying on Afkata the Rachmana, you should not only, if you're relying on the opinion of the Mabit, of Afkata the Rachmana, your Machmer on the Shit of the Afkata the Rachmana, should still also be Machmer for the Shit of the Beis Yosef. In other words, somebody who's being Machmer is being Machmer like Mabit, and he doesn't want to rely on the Beis Yosef. But he can't use the Mabit for Kula, he can only use it for Chumrah. And that the Beis Yosef says that the mitzvah Shemitah is to be mafker the property in the Shemitah year. Everybody who owns property has a mitzvah say to be mafker that property. One should not do that mitzvah because he's relying on the Mabit who says Afkaraf the Rachmana. And of course he should try to be mafker on the Shita of the Beis Yosef, which we're saying is one of the girsas in our Gemara, and personally be mafker in the year of the Shemitah. Particularly if, as we learn, like the sheet of the Mishnah Shiavitz, that there are two mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of the hefker of the Rachmana, and one is the mitzvah of a hefker of every individual. These are two separate mitzvahs, and one should seek to fulfill both mitzvahs. Or, if we learn the opinion of the Ritvaz, that we quoted in our previous year as well, where Ritvaz said that Afkata the Rachmana only kicks in if you didn't do your own hefker, but preferably you should do, of course, your own hefker, so everybody would agree, no matter, even if you follow the opinion of the Mabit, the Marit, the Raya, the Shit of the Ran, the Girs of the Ran and Ayah Gemara, of Kata the Rachmana, still you should be Mafka the Peris, Mafka the Karka, to fulfill the mitzvah of Nitashta in the year of Shemitah.